Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Saira Mujtaba with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan and Rashtriya Poshan Maah from Dhar in Madhya Pradesh. Also lays foundation of India's largest PM Mitra Park in Bhaisala village of the state. World leaders greet Prime Minister Modi on his 75th birthday. Centre releases over 342 crore rupees grant for rural local bodies in Tamil Nadu and Assam. Vaishno Devi Yatra resumes after being suspended for 22 days due to bad weather and landslides. And in women's cricket, Australia elect to bowl against India in the second ODI at Chandigarh. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan and the 8th Rashtriya Poshan Maah from Dhar district in Madhya Pradesh today. He also inaugurated the Adi Seva Parv in the state and laid the foundation stone for India's first PM Mitra Park in the village of Bhaisala in Dhar district. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said that on Vishwakarma Jayanti, India's largest integrated textile centre is being inaugurated.
विश्वकर्मा जयंती के दिन आज एक बड़ी औद्योगिक शुरुआत भी होने जा रही है। देश के सबसे बड़े इंटीग्रेटेड टेक्सटाइल पार्क का शिलान्यास यहाँ हुआ है। इस पार्क से भारत की टेक्सटाइल इंडस्ट्री को नई ऊर्जा मिलेगी, किसान को उसकी उपज का सही मूल्य मिलेगा। सिर्फ यहाँ धार में ही नहीं, पूरे देश में लाखों किसान भी हमारे साथ इस कार्यक्रम में जुड़े हुए हैं। साथियों, ये पीएम मित्र पार्क से, ये टेक्सटाइल पार्क से सबसे बड़ा लाभ हमारे युवकों को, युवतियों को बहुत बड़ी संख्या में रोजगार मिलेगा।
Several world leaders, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and former UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, greeted Prime Minister Narendra Modi on his 75th birthday today. President Putin extended birthday greetings to Mr. Modi, praising his great personal contribution to strengthening the partnership between India and Russia. Addressing PM Modi directly by his first name Narendra, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called Mr. Modi as his good friend.
Prime Minister Modi, my good friend Narendra, I want to wish you a happy birthday. You've accomplished so much for India in your life, and we have together accomplished a great deal in the friendship between India and Israel. I look forward to seeing you soon, because we can bring our partnership and our friendship to even greater heights. Happy birthday, my friend.
Earlier, U.S. President Donald Trump also greeted Prime Minister Modi. In a social media post, President Trump described the call as wonderful, thanking Prime Minister Modi for his support in seeking an end to the Russia-Ukraine war. A mega blood donation drive has been organized across the country to mark Prime Minister Narendra Modi's birthday. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav donated blood at ITO in New Delhi. The Akhil Bharatiya Therapanth Yuvak Parishad has organized 7,000 camps across the country with the goal of collecting 3 lakh units of blood in a single day. From humble beginnings to becoming one of the most influential political figures in the world, Mr. Narendra Modi's journey has been extraordinary. As India's Prime Minister, his leadership has drawn admiration and curiosity. But beyond the headlines and policies, who is the man behind the office? And what has been his impact on India and the world? In this special story, we bring you voices of select eminent personalities who reflect on Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the person and the Prime Minister.
The that Prime Minister Modi is possibly the best Prime Minister India has ever had. Prime Minister Modi has almost made sure that almost all Indians have a roof over the head, water in the tap, power in the switch, a toilet in the house, a gas stove, a bank account, money in the bank, an internet connection, a mobile phone, food on the table, education for children, road to the house, and health insurance.
These words of T.V. Mohandas Pai, an entrepreneur, summarize the impact of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in India. He has taken care of the basic needs of Indians in very large numbers. He has also been a successful global leader. Martin Schulz, former president of the European Parliament, said,
"And on international levels, India became an important player to defend a rule-based relationship between countries in the world."
Even PM Modi's foreign policy has kept the interests of weaker sections at its heart. Ambassador Dr. Mohan Kumar from the policy think tank RIS said,
"He has also made sure that the foreign policy serves the interests of the weaker sections of India. More recently, he has said he will never sacrifice the interests of farmers or people who are small and medium entrepreneurs."
N. Chandrasekharan, the chairman of the Tata Group, recalled PM Modi's tremendous focus in a meeting.
"The most striking thing in the very first meeting was he was completely in the present."
Sudha Murthy, author and philanthropist, expressed admiration that PM Modi is working like a youngster even at the age of 75 years, with a sense of duty towards humanity.
"He worked very hard towards the nation and still working like a youngster even though he's 75. Loka hitam mama karaniyam is probably his mantra and which he has followed throughout his life."
Narendra Modi's story is more than just politics. It's about a vision for India's future, a vision that has sparked hope, challenged traditions and reshaped dreams. A vision that continues to write the story of India's tomorrow.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has extended greetings to the people on Hyderabad Liberation Day. In a social media post, he said that the people suffered inhuman brutality to liberate the motherland from the grip of the Nizam and Razakars to see India as one united nation. Mr. Shah added that this day commemorates the indomitable patriotism of the people of the former princely state of Hyderabad, which comprises present-day Telangana, Karnataka and the Marathwada region. The centre has released the 15th Finance Commission grant of over 342 crore rupees for rural local bodies in Tamil Nadu and Assam. Union Panchayati Raj Ministry said the first instalment of over 127 crore rupees has been released for Tamil Nadu for 2025-26 and more than 214 crore rupees for Assam. The grants will be used for the basic services of sanitation and maintenance of ODF status, management and treatment of household waste, supply of drinking water, rainwater harvesting and water recycling. The Ministry of Minority Affairs has organized Swachhta Hi Seva campaign 2025 from today, which will continue till the 2nd of October on Gandhi Jayanti. The campaign was started near Gurdwara Bangla Sahib in the national capital by Union Minister of Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju. During the event, Swachhta Pledge was administered in the presence of the Union Minister. On the occasion, Mr. Rijiju inaugurated Safai Mitra Suraksha Shivir and distributed Safai kits to Safai Mitra. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Rijiju emphasized on making cleanliness a part of our lives. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Midday News. On this Independence Day, from the ramparts of the Red Fort, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had announced the next generation of GST reforms. His vision was realized on the 3rd of this month, when the GST Council reduced tax rates in many sectors to ease the lives of citizens. Today, we take a look at some items on which the GST has been slashed from 12 to 5%. The GST Council on the 3rd of this month announced a series of next generation GST reforms providing big relief to the common man through significant tax reduction in diverse sectors. The council has reduced the tax rate from 12% to 5% on various household articles including kitchenware, tableware and toiletware made up of iron, steel and wood. Similar reduction has been made for kerosene and wood burning stoves made up of iron or steel. Under the next generation reforms, the non-motorized bicycle along with delivery tricycles and its accessories has also been reduced to 5% from the earlier 12%. Talking to the media, Ranga, a bicycle shop owner, expressed his confidence in the GST reforms with the hope that these reforms will boost sales.
The GST change from 12% to 5% for cycles is really good, and for everything they have changed. First of all, thanks to the government for the changes. This will surely increase the flow of the customers, because we are buying a product for around 10,000, it will be, I hope so, some 12% to 5% will reduce almost 700 rupees. Surely it will increase the customer flow.
Ahead of the festive season, the announcement of the next generation GST reforms will reduce the tax burden on the common man and boost the nation's economy. New tax rates will come into effect from 22nd of this month. Soumya Sharan, Akashwadi News, Delhi.
Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the new GST reforms will save the public around 2 lakh crore rupees by reducing taxes. Addressing the outreach program on next-gen GST reforms held in Vishakhapatnam today, the union minister detailed how the new two-slab tax system of 5 and 18% will lessen the burden on the common man, reducing prices of daily essentials and aspirational goods, thus benefiting the poor and the middle class to a great extent. Union Minister of State for Railways has informed that the centre has released an additional 240 crore rupees to the State Disaster Relief Fund or SDRF of Punjab. He stated that since Prime Minister has already announced 1,600 crore rupees in flood relief for the flood-affected state, this additional allocation reflects the unwavering commitment of the central government to support Punjab and its people. This central share of SDRF has been released on the recommendation of the 15th Finance Commission for the financial year 2025-26. In Jammu and Kashmir, the pilgrimage to Vaishno Devi Shrine atop Trikuta Hills in Riyasi district resumed today after being suspended for 22 days due to the devastating landslide that claimed multiple lives and injuries to several people. Pilgrims have started arriving at Katra town, the base camp for the pilgrimage, in large numbers.
The Shri Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine Board announced the reopening of the Yatra subject to favorable weather condition from this morning, bringing cheers on the faces of many devotees who were camping in Katra town for visiting the shrine. Hundreds of pilgrims gathered at Banganga Darshan Gate, the starting point of the Yatra, in the early hours of the day, expressing immense happiness and relief on the commencement of the pilgrimage. The Yatra began at 6 a.m. from both the routes leading to the hilltop shrine after a temporary suspension necessitated by inclement weather conditions and essential maintenance of the track leading to the shrine. With the path now declared safe, the pilgrimage is expected to see a large number of devotees in the coming days, especially during the upcoming Navratri scheduled to start from September 22 till October 1. This is Anand Gulshan Rana for Akashwani News from Jammu.
Pakistan's Deputy Prime Minister Ishaq Dar has said that India has rejected third-party mediation during the hostilities between the two countries in May. Mr. Dar made these remarks in an interview with Al Jazeera in Doha on the sidelines of the Arab Islamic Emergency Summit. This supports the position of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government, which had said that US President Donald Trump's claims of brokering a ceasefire during Operation Sindoor in May were not correct. In women's cricket, India was 70 for no loss in 11 overs a short while ago in the second ODI of the three-match series against Australia in Chandigarh. Australia won the toss and elected to field. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan and Rashtriya Poshan Maah from Dhar in Madhya Pradesh. Also lays foundation of India's largest PM Mitra Park in Bhaisola village of the state. World leaders greet Prime Minister Modi on his 75th birthday. Centre releases over 342 crore rupees grant for rural local bodies in Tamil Nadu and Assam. Vaishno Devi Yatra resumes after being suspended for 22 days due to bad weather and landslides. And in women's cricket, Australia elect to bowl against India in the second ODI at Chandigarh. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the midday news.